Chief County Board of Supervisors reconvene in open session. Counselor, may I have a report on closed?
Okay, we went to closed session at 12:01, came out at 1:42. At 12:40 to 1 o'clock, Supervisor Kopseff left the room and did not hear item 12E. Regarding item 12B, the board authorized by a 5-0 vote to author a defense of that matter. The motion was made by Supervisor Brandon Chris, and seconded by Supervisor Kopseff. And the firm that is authorized to represent the county is Spinelli, Donald, and Knott. The principal attorney involved is Scott Donald. At 12:08, the flood control met, and that lasted until 1:12, and that was on item 12A, and that's all the verbal action.
To the chair.
Yeah.
So just an explanation for why I left on 12E. The board had previously made a decision with regard to that item. It was brought back, and not procedurally. A board member did not require that or request it to come back. There was not direction given to be brought back, which ultimately reverses the previous decision, and I think procedurally it's incorrect.
Okay. I'm going to move to the urgency item and get that finished quickly. Ms. Nielsen?
Thank you. Elizabeth Nielsen, project coordinator. Before you for the urgency item is a proposed letter that was drafted largely by CSAC and RCRC, sent to several, I believe, rural counties, asking for their approval of the template letter with additions from various boards. And that letter in front of you today is comments, concerns on the proposed revisions to the state minimum fire safe regulations. I have corresponded with the planning department and with Department of Emergency Services, who supported and supplied some additions to the letter. And with that, I'm happy to take any questions before the board considers the letter. And there is a copy up here for the public as well.
Questions to the board? Make the recommended motion.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Ms. Wendy, yes.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving right along, I'm going to the 9 o'clock agenda here. Item 6C, Road Division, Public Works.
I would like to say good morning, but good afternoon. Mr. Chair, members of the board, Melissa Cummins, the current Interim Director of Public Works and your Personnel Risk Manager. The item before you this afternoon, as you are aware, the current Director of Public Works is retiring at the end of this week. Although the board did appoint an interim director, the designation of road commissioner will become vacant effective June 19th. Calhoun Streets and Highways Code requires the County Board of Supervisors to appoint a road commissioner. It also details the process required to appoint that commissioner, which includes a 14-day public notice prior to the hearing date. We are continuing to work closely with County Council and have been in contact with the State Board for professional engineers, land surveyors, and geologists, as well as Caltrans, to ensure we are meeting state requirements for state and federally funded projects. We continue to recruit for a replacement for the director position. This request is a stopgap measure to ensure continuity for the department until such time as a permanent replacement is found. At this time, we're seeking direction from the board on the appointment of Fred Lucero from Pace Engineering as the interim road commissioner for the county, and request the clerk set a noticed public hearing for Tuesday, July 6, 2021, And Mr. Lucerno is on the Zoom meeting if the board has any questions for him directly.
Board questions?
He meets the criteria for what we need, correct?
Yes, he does. And we've already discussed what that's going to look like in the next couple weeks for operations for the department.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Motion.
A second.
Second.
And just to note, I spoke with County Council, and because of the timing and the newspaper publication being weekly only, I do have a notice going in the paper tomorrow, which will meet the 14-day deadline for July 6th. So we just want to make sure we got that taken care of. Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you.
Senator,
thank you, Wendy, for your assistance, by the way.
Remind the public that if you do have a public comment on any agenda item as we go through it, press star 9 on your phone so I can recognize you. And I'm assuming you have a specific item that you and Bob want to speak on?
11.
Okay.
There are several things on 11, so I'm assuming it's the budget.
Correct.
Is it the budget?
No, it's the court hearing.
The franchise.
The franchise. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. 6D. County Council.
This is a, we're bringing this before the board. It's a, some information regarding a proposal which would enable us to retain a law firm and the principal being Margaret Long for the purpose of assisting the county in its enforcement efforts against illegal cannabis grows. She's providing a service for at least one of the county and has had reportedly a good amount of success in taking actions directly to court and even able to assess fines and collect fines which cover the costs of the enforcement efforts. And after having spoken with her and gotten more information, it looks like something that is a promising prospect and something which we're looking for direction from the board as to whether we wish to pursue entering into a contract with her firm.
Yeah, I probably most of you in the audience don't know what we're talking about, but you were all clamoring for more code enforcement, and this is one that's very productive. The example I was given was Trinity County hired this firm last year. They paid a total of $200,000 for services to this firm, but the firm brought in $1.2 million to the county in restitution and cleanup fees for illegal dope throws. So I'm happy to put this on the agenda today, and I think you'll get full board support for that. Certainly have my other comments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Can we get a discussion of what the cost is going to be?
It's obviously going to depend on how much work they do. I can tell you the hourly rate is $175 an hour for the attorneys, which is actually pretty reasonable. And the hourly rate for paralegals is $80 an hour. So it's just going to be a function of how many hours are put in and how many cases they pursue. And the hope is it'll be self-funding. We'll have to see if that pans out. That's the hope and the expectation.
Sure. The reason I raise that, because obviously people here regarding the budget, I think it's only fair, transparent, that you understand what we're up against, what we're dealing with. It's always trying to balance limited resources. In theory, this is supposed to be self-funding. So that's the goal. All right, thank you.
There's not really a motion on the paper. It just says direct County Council. As you deem appropriate.
You can either make a motion directing us or
we're directing.
So I need to know exactly. We're going to direct council to...
Direct council to pursue a contract with the firm for code enforcement with respect to illegal cannabis cultivation.
Thank you. And that was Kopsiff and a second. Okay. Ready for roll call?
Yes, ma'am.
Supervisor Crist.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsiff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
For sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Thank you.
Item E, County Administration.
Thank you. Elizabeth Nielsen, Project Coordinator. This is discussion, direction, and possible action regarding a second reading of the ordinance amending Chapter 8 of Title 2 of the Siskiyou County Code regarding the county purchasing system. These amendments are to allow for certain purchasing limits to be outlined in the county purchasing policy and to update the code to meet California code where it is appropriate. And there was a comment this morning, and I appreciate public comments because it reminds me of things to inform the board and the public about, that we do have a purchasing policy that is currently being updated and will reflect new purchasing limits for the county administrator, department heads, and the board. It will incorporate any needed updates and changes as a result of this ordinance, and that will be brought in front of the board at a future date before this code becomes effective. And so it will be brought sometime in July, and with it will be brought in front of the board for discussion and approval. And there will be another public process for that.
Board, questions? Looking for a motion.
Move to approve. Recommended motion.
We do have public comment on this.
Okay. Caller in line, good afternoon.
Number 2131.
Yes, my name is Ann Marsh. And even though the person, we cannot hear what you're saying, actually. Whoever said that, there'll be a Board of Supervisors meeting later, you're changing county code by doing this order, and I'm totally opposed to it because it takes all restrictions off and puts them in some policy and procedures manual. So that manual should be disclosed prior to your approving an ordinance that changes county code. There used to be monetary limits on the contracts for contractors, and now they're being lifted and put in this manual that we don't even know what you're talking about. So you're taking this and giving carte blanche to the county administrator, and I'm opposed to it, and I thank you for hearing my comments.
Thank you. Going to be opposed to that. So can anybody address that before we vote?
About the carte blanche launch part?
Yes, or,
no, in fact, what it will do is it is correct that the amendments to this code will allow for limits to be set in our county purchasing policy, but that purchasing policy is a document which must come in front of the board for approval, and so the board is actually the entity that approves those spending limits for the county administrator and department heads, which has been done previously in previous versions of the county purchasing policy. And with should the board approve these code amendments, we would then bring that purchasing policy that would fit within the code amendments in front of the board. That is our next step. But the board is the approver of the county purchasing policy and the limits that are set within that, not the county administrator.
Thank you. Right. I knew that. But also, I'm a little bit confused by the other thing that she was talking about, that we have to rescind the first one before we can pass another one?
Not to my knowledge. Yeah.
No legal basis for that?
The county, Angela Davis, County Administrator, the county procurement policy is a policy that comes before the board when there's any kind of substantial changes made to that policy. It is not recognized as a resolution or an ordinance, which, you know, would have to be repealed in order to be replaced. It may be amended pursuant to the board's adoption.
Thank you.
Motion. We recommend a motion.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobsett?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Recess the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors and convene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. And this is a time for public comment. Public comment for the Flood Control and Water Conservation District only. Anyone online who has a public comment regarding this agenda item, please press star 9.
Seeing none.
Seeing none, and I don't see any in the audience here either. Yes. So, consent agenda.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
To approve, correct?
To approve. Yes.
Thank you.
Second.
Do you have a motion? Okay. And a second by the directors?
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Cobsett?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Okay.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Haupt?
Yeah, but I have to clarify, was that for item 1 and 2 or just 1?
They're both considered, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
They're both considered, okay. Yes. Thank you.
C, transfer of funds. Move to approve if there's no questions.
Second.
Just a sec. Okay, Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Cobsett?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. And item 8A, Natural Resources, Supervisor Cobsett.
Thank you, Elizabeth Nielsen, Project Coordinator. Like I've said that several times today. This item is up for discussion and possible direction. It was brought at the request of Supervisor Cobsett. As the board is aware, two board members, Supervisor Cobsett and Supervisor Chris, have been meeting with supervisors from Klamath and Modoc counties for some time now. We call it the Tri-Counties meeting to discuss mainly water issues, largely related to the Klamath project. And as a result of this this water year, the drought and the curtailment of essentially all water for the Klamath project, a gentleman that contracts with Modoc County pulled together the attached document to this item, which outlines a proposal to have a tri-county coalition that would allow the tri-counties to directly coordinate with the federal government and hopefully gain some headway on the various water issues related to the Endangered Species Act and curtailment of water in the Klamath Project. I believe that Modoc County has brought this item before its board, and I believe that Supervisor Cobsett has spoke with the supervisor over there. And with that, I'll let Supervisor Cobsett add any other details, and then we can answer any questions.
So this firm with Bob Wiedner, Modoc County has been real successful in the SRS funding, Secure Rural Schools funding, as well as our superintendent of schools here, Kermit Walters, who's the president of that coalition, have used Mr. Wiedner for securing those funds. Mr. Wiedner felt that he's participated in, I think, one of the Tri-Counties meeting. He brings a source of funding potentially to the issues up in the Klamath Project area, but the county as a whole even though we have secured the rural SRS funding through the coalition that Mr. Walters is president of, the county hasn't participated in any of that cost for the lobbying efforts that have been done. This is a likely source. I know that Modoc County has supports this, and they have approved paying a third of whatever this might be. I would anticipate that we would match that, and Klamath potentially as well. I have not talked to Klamath. I don't know if Supervisor Chris has or not, but I'm, you know, this needs to be before our board to consider the potential of lobbying for funding that we may not otherwise be aware of. We don't have a federal lobbyist currently. We used to. We've had that for the Klamath dams and the Klamath River system, but we haven't had one that specifically could come to drought-related conditions that we're seeing up there in the Upper Basin right now.
And just to note, as part of this proposal, the initial cost for a 12-month contract was $10,000, which, based on Tri-County's meetings, would be split between the three counties. And then there's a retainer fee beyond that into the next year's, which I believe is $6,000. And just a reminder to the board that we receive revenue off of the lease lands in the Klamath project. We receive a good chunk of that funding, approximately $400,000 a year. And of course, irrigation has been cut off to those lease lands as well. And if that were to continue, I would foresee that irrigators would no longer bid on those leases and there wouldn't be farming activity. So that's a significant source of income that we received directly from the Klamath project to farming activities.
So we're looking for direction from the board today, is that correct, on what to do with, to consider this?
Correct.
We're not actually entering into the contract?
No, just direction to likely have, you know, in our next Tri-County's meeting to, and I guess, start drafting, you know, pull together a contract and see where the other counties are.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Nelson, it says an upfront initial retainer of $10,000, is that per county or is that divided by three?
That's divided by the three.
And then it says $2,000 per month, retainer, monthly retainer, $6,000 a month, $2,000 per county.
Yeah, beyond the first year, correct?
It doesn't say, okay, maybe the 101 year. Okay. Yeah,
yes, so moving forward after that initial year, correct.
So we're talking $24,000 for next year?
Likely, yes.
Okay.
Divided by three.
No.
2,000.
Oh, that's per
right.
Per
sorry.
County.
Per county. Yeah. Sorry.
So this will come back as a budget decision, I guess, at a future date when there's a contract to be approved.
Yes, and we would only. Well, my recommendation would be to do the contract for 1 year.
Okay. Well, sounds good to me. I'd like to see it plucked out.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of skeletal.
Mm-hmm. We can certainly do that. We will pull together another Tri-County's meeting.
Okay.
You know, I will say this, that, you know, it's not like the Klamath Basin is not getting a lot of attention right now because it's so catastrophic. So it's not just agriculture or the tribes or the, you know, it's all that. And so there is money coming in already.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
One of the things that we don't have, though, is an actual voice for, I'll call it, Siskiyou issues. And that's where this firm can be potentially helpful to us. He's identified sources of funding. If they materialize, would far outweigh the cost of participating. But again, it's going to be how it shapes out. And that's why, at least, I'm supportive of giving direction to, you know, tease this out a bit more to see what the contract would actually look like.
They hold to the rancher.
Oh, thank you for going there. Ms. Nielsen, do you think probably be within the beginning of July? we could, or middle of July, we could discuss this as a board?
Oh, come back to this board? Yes, because yes, depending on how quickly we can get a tri-counties meeting together, but usually those come together rather quickly, so I think that's a realistic timeline.
Yeah, I'm probably in support.
I am in support as well. I think there's safety in numbers, and I think there's a lot of good work to be done here.
Two things more for me. One, I didn't see in my brief look through this lobbying to keep the water flowing into the refuge, which also provides a considerable amount of money to us. Is that all inclusive of climate basin issues, or?
That's my understanding.
But we will flush that piece out because it is a priority for all three counties.
And then I saw dust abatement in here. My, you know, beyond the economic horrendous effects that are going on right now, my overall concern too is long-term loss of soil and from a dustful kind of situation up there. I would hope that comes to the forefront of any kind of lobbying effort as well.
And I believe that a lot of those farmers and ranchers have participated in the risk management agency's cover crop program, and this board did approve a letter to the risk management agency that would allow them to utilize those cover crops at an earlier date. But this county has been supportive of such programs, understanding that dust is a huge issue up there right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got five.
Okay. Do you need a formal motion to that, or no?
You
don't need it.
Okay, moving along. 8D, emergency related to the proliferation of illegal cannabis.
Move to extend.
Second.
I'd also like to ask, Sheriff, is he sure?
Yes, he is.
Is there any movement that you're aware of at the state level in actually recognizing our emergency?
Come up front.
Maybe you're the wrong one to ask, but you know, this concerns me every time this thing comes up. You know, we keep passing it, but it just seems to be falling on deaf ears.
Well, I will say this, we're not the only county. LA County is now experiencing that. I don't know if you had a chance to talk to Ms. Freeman, who's got a lot of background where this is playing out. And we're not isolated, I guess is one place.
No, we seem to be the tip of the spear on everything.
That's true, because we're looking at it from here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So the thing I'm concerned about.
Right, is us. Yeah, so Sheriff LaRue. So I do know, just in my discussions with folks at the state level, that as far as an emergency, I haven't heard anything about them accepting, or I wouldn't say accepting, but approving anything that we have. But there has been some recommendations to maybe change our language a little bit, just to include more comprehensive about environmental damage, and not just about basically a warning about the cannabis, but all the associated factors. So the things that we're seeing with environmental, associated violent crime, of course, we already have language in there about, you know, the proliferation of cannabis and the cost, you know, some of the black market stuff. But just make it a little more specific what we're actually seeing, which would be helpful, I think, in leveraging a little bit more from our county to the state.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I know.
All right, thank you. Would the motion makers entertain including that in your motion for the next time this comes back?
I see a nodding head down there, Mr. Usually, Mr. Bell's been.
I was a second.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was these two.
No,
sorry,
no,
sorry about that. I need a couple more eyeballs there. All right.
And that is direction to revamp it and bring it back?
Yes, bring it up to speed with what Sheriff just shared with us.
Thank you. Okay, ready for a vote?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris, Supervisor Kopsa,
aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela,
yes.
Supervisor Ogren,
aye.
And Supervisor Help.
Aye. Item 9A, appointments. County clerk.
Find them here. Okay. First one we have, this is appointment of three members to scheduled vacancies on the Siskiyou County Planning Planning Commission, this is for representatives from supervisorial districts 1, 2, and 4, and these are terms that would end June 30th of 2025. At the time the agenda was created, the clerk's office had received letters of interest and reappointment from incumbents Blair Hart for District 1, Tony Mello for District 2, and Dusty Veal for District 4, and I've received no other letters of interest.
For District 1, I would appoint Mr. Blair Hart.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
And aye.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you.
For District 2, I'll make a motion to reappoint Tony Mello.
Second. Thank you. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
For District 4, I will reappoint Dusty Veal.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, next one is Chaco Fire Protection District.
This one. Chaco Lake Fire Protection District has the need for at least three members to fill unscheduled vacancies on their district board, and this would be to establish a quorum pursuant to Government Code Section 1780. On May 20th and 21st of this year, the clerk's office received resignation letters from Mark Fisher, Lisa Fisher, and Philip Camaro. We did our regular posting of the notice of a vacancy that we normally do, and being as this is a district board, members of the Copper Lake Fire Protection District shall be registered voters living within the district, and members are required to file Form 700 Statement of Economic Interest. At the time the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office received letters of interest in serving on the district board from Patricia Grebe and Patricia Utz. They're both eligible to serve, and then we did hear back just yesterday, verified that Tori Lorraine Belangi is also eligible to serve and interested in serving. So that would be the three members, and that would create a quorum so the board can move on and do business.
Yeah, my thank you to the community for rallying together to find three appointees. A governing body needs people on the board to govern it, so we needed to get those appointees. So I would, with one motion, nominate or appoint all three of those.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Oh, Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Missed you. Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Resource Conservation District appointments.
Okay, this is a vacancy on the Siskiyou Resource Conservation District. This would be for a term ending November 26, 2022. This is one that was a scheduled vacancy and was originally considered back in 2019, but not filled, and it has remained vacant since then. I was asked by the district to post again, and just let me just verify. I do not believe we had anybody, but let me just double check. No, I've received no letters of interest at this point. If we could continue this one to a later date, see if they drum up some business and get somebody interested.
Okay. You don't need a motion on that?
No. Right. I'll just bring it back. This is also another district. This is an unscheduled vacancy on the Mount Shasta Recreation and Parks District. This was due to Leslie Rush resignation, and this is for a short term ending June 30th of 2022. Again, this is one of those that they do need to be a registered voter and live within the district. And just verify, I did not receive anything up to the point of the agenda, but I will double check.
Can I put Michael Kopseff in on this one?
So we could continue this one as well.
Thank you. And hopefully we'll find some. We got the word. At least I have the word out.
I think I did get an email from them. They had a couple people interested they were going to connect with.
Good.
So
thank you.
That is all for appointments.
Item 10A, minute approval.
And I received no corrections for the May 7th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Help.
Aye. Okay. Need a break before we start this? Or?
Oh, yeah. If we're going to go do budget, maybe okay. That'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, my decision.
Good idea.